Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I was going through my papers as I was memorizing and reciting my number. I told you yesterday that when we had one of you call in about the BATF, that I would talk about that a little bit today. And the reason I wanted to talk about this particular instance is because the people made the difference. When you think you don't make a difference, that you're just one person, well, if everybody felt that way, you know, what was the old saying? If nobody picked up the trash, there'd be trash everywhere. So you've got to do your fair share. And if something means something to you, regardless of what it is, then you need to take action on it. Well, the ATF received more than 310,000 comments regarding their ammo ban. Therefore, they're not going to pursue it at this time. Now, they'll let it all die down and then they'll come back. You know they will. But at this time, they're not. And the people made the difference. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, the ATF, received more than 310,000 comments from the public on the agency's failed attempt to ban a popular form of ammunition used in the AR-15 rifles. We've received this, it says, more than 310,000 public comments. We're still receiving some letters, which are postmarked prior to the end of the comment period, which was March 16th. It says here that the ATF, that it received more than 80,000 public comments before making this decision. So it took 80,000 comments before they started backing up. But that 80,000 jumped to 310,000 comments, whether they were phone calls, whether they were letters, whether they were petitions signed by the people. And they did receive petitions, and some of the petitions were overwhelming with the signatures. And, of course, the NRA was in on this, and most of the Second Amendment organizations were in on something to fight this. It took everybody. 310,000 people contacted them to tell them, don't do this. So they backed up. The people made the difference. The organizations may organize, but it was you out there that made the contacts, made the phone calls, that made the difference. We, the people, are the solution. It is that simple. That doesn't mean it's simply done, but it is that simple. They will back down if you push them. If enough of us push back, they will back up. That doesn't mean they're not going to come at us again, but they will back up. And they did in this, and it was because the people made the difference. Now, it also says here that the National Rifle Association organized a letter to the ATF opposing the ban, and it was signed by 53 senators and 236 congressmen. And the Second Amendment Foundation launched a nationwide radio and television campaign. Money was spent. Unfortunately, it always takes that. But it says here that they received over 108,000 individual comments via email and written letter. This is coming from Colburn. We also received two form letters with a large number of signatures. One of the letters had 67,500 signatures, and the other one had 132,000 signatures. The latter came from the National Association for Gun Rights, that's the NAGR. In a press release, the group announced that it had hand-delivered 132,662 petitions to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Explosives. The people made the difference. The organizations helped organize it, but it was the people that made the difference. And it always will be the people. Might be a small group. When you think about it, 310,000, that's a bunch and a gob of signatures. But we have 300 million people in this station. 310,000. So they backed off for now. But we must remain vigilant. We must remain vigilant. Again, this is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. I've got some things to talk about, but it is open for you. It's open forum. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Now, yesterday I told you to grill, baby, grill, remember? So this weekend, pull out the grills and grill something just to defy the EPA, just to, you know, in your face. 310,000 people grill. I bet we can get more than that grilling. We may never know how many. But we need to have everybody outside grilling this weekend. Not only to be in their face, but because it's fun, it's family, it's relaxing, and it's good food. We do have a caller at the moment. We have Jim from Michigan. Jim, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, something that makes my blood boil. I was eating, drinking coffee with the guys in the area, and one guy said he's going down to a court case, and I think it's a veteran. He's got an old house, and it's kind of run down. He's got stuff in his yard, and they're going after him for blight and all this stuff. You know, as far as I'm concerned, a man's home is his castle, and his yard is his castle grounds. And there was one guy, William Pitt in the House of Commons, he was for us back in Washington's time. Yeah. He said that a man's home may be frail, and the rain may enter, the snow may enter, you know, and it goes on like that. And it says, but the King of England dare not cross the threshold of the ruined tenement. Why don't they just leave people alone? I think it's sacred. Your property and your, if someone don't like to look at it, don't look at it. Now, here's another thing they're doing. It used to be within 300 feet, someone that lived within 300 feet could complain. But they'd have to show up in court. Sometimes they send a lawyer, and that's wrong, too. They should have to face the accuser.
Absolutely.
And show up.
Absolutely. And you know, I have people here, if they send me a letter of complaint and they don't sign it, I'm not even going to read it. You know, if you haven't got guts enough to sign your name, I'm not going to read it.
That's like the secret witness program, you know?
Yeah.
You have a right to face your accuser somebody. But anyway, the other part of it is now they target, and that's totally unlawful. They hire the village idiot to go around looking for trouble. And this is really bad here in Michigan. And
The other side of this is, you know, obviously appearance matters in neighborhoods because it makes your property worth more. So it's all about the money. It's always about the greed. But if this individual is poor and if this individual, you know, he's a vet and he's having problems, why don't they help instead of taking him to court and suing him? Why don't they offer a hand of help? Where's the youngest? What's
that?
They
did with one guy. They fixed up his house and painted it and everything and then sent him the bill. You know,
that's not.
They couldn't afford it.
That's not help, is it? All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Jim. You're going to grill something this weekend, right? Cook something, barbecue in the backyard.
These guys, if they don't straighten out.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, I've got to let you go. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today. Hang on. Those are hanging on. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Baft with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, BioAg.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. Now, don't everybody wait until the last segment to give us a call at 877-895-5410. We have Leo from Missouri. Leo, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi.
You were talking earlier about the M855 ban and how everybody's support got them to back off on that. I just kind of wonder where the NRA and everybody was on the 7N6 ban, that popular surplus ammunition for 545 by 39, AK-74. I mean, it's just as popular around. It actually doesn't meet the definition because it's smaller than a 22. And it's no different from M855.
Were they sleeping or did they have their backs turned? I don't know.
I think they were sleeping.
And I cannot possibly follow everything, so I'm not sure when that one happened. So
this has been a couple of years ago.
Okay.
It was really popular to buy in cases and just shoot the Wii out of it because it was so cheap.
Well, there you go. Because it was cheap. I don't know. I really don't know where they were on it or if they if it snuck up on them, if they ignored it. I don't know, but I do know the people made the difference this time.
Yeah, and there's no time to stop pushing because it works. It does.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, so many people, they don't want to send the grievance letters, they don't want to make the phone calls, but they do make a difference. One at a time. That's how we got to do it. One person at a time, one individual, individual sovereignty. We've got to start claiming it.
Absolutely.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Leo. Anything else going on?
No, that's about it.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. I wanted to bring to you also, I've got two other things here. And I know that you've been listening to the news, so I know that you've been hearing these, and maybe it's old news, but I'm going to give you a chance to sound off on it, because it's your turn, okay? We've heard what everybody else has to say. But why would, and it aggravates me, because I think more than one thing is going on. First of all, people don't know, they don't know which side their bread is buttered or who their bread and butter's coming from. But these students in the University of California that decided that they need that flag taken down, the American flag taken down, because it's controversial, it's racist. I'm beginning to think people don't even know what that word means anymore. Does it exist? Yes, it exists. Unfortunately, it does, and it always will, because we have people and we're flawed. But one of the things they commented was they feared the flag might hurt the feelings of their illegal aliens. Well, my answer to that is, well, maybe they need to go home. What are they doing here in the first place? Why did they come here if our flag bothers them? Why did they come here if they don't like what we have to offer? You know, this... Now, they got this stopped. They took the flag down, but they put it back up. And now they're trying to pass a bill. Honestly, do we really need a bill for this? Come on. I understand we got to fight every which direction. But it seems like we spend so much time with the pen and the paper. A group of California lawmakers is working on a bill, and I'm not against this. Please don't get me wrong. They're working on a bill that would prohibit public-funded universities from banning the American flag. Well, it seems to me it ought to be common sense. Why would you chop off the hand that feeds you? These students, I'm sure some of them are getting government money for their college. But that American flag is offensive? It symbolizes racism? I don't get it. U.S. nationalism, it says in their letter. And this is a letter that was sent. And also some of the professors are now siding with them. Now, where do you think their pay comes from? U.S. nationalism often contributes to racism and xenophobia. And that the paraphernalia of nationalism is, in fact, often used to intimidate. And this is in a letter that they wrote. It's used to intimidate. You know, maybe these folks need to stand back and read a little history. Maybe they need to understand what liberty and freedom is. Maybe they need to take a refresher course on what those colors on the flag stand for. Or maybe these illegal aliens that it possibly will offend need to go home. We don't want them if they don't want to be a part of us. Obviously, they're not willing to follow rules and laws. Something's wrong in this nation. It is broken, folks. That we have students that don't understand what America is all about. Liberty and freedom. The fact that they can go to college. Now, it's too expensive. I will throw that one out there. And these professors are not very intelligent. They may have lots of book learning. But where's their wisdom? They lack in wisdom to figure out what's right and what's wrong. What makes common sense and what doesn't. Where's the common denominator here with these? How do you explain to them that what they're thinking is totally crazy and wrong? We have a caller. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing okay. How are you this morning,
Beth? I'm doing all right, thank you.
Well, let's put a bill together that would make it illegal for you to be an idiot, a moron, anti-American, and a traitor. And then, as a writer to that bill, let's put on as a writer a bill that would ban all of the ABCs, the agencies, the bureaus, and the commissions, which are not necessarily lawful, which I understand according to William Cooper, who used to be big in the quote-unquote patriot movement, he said that he had evidence and could prove that the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency at that time was the same as the Internal Revenue Service, and they are both private corporations, and neither one of them's ever been legislated, as is my understanding of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, went, somebody's stroke of the pen, but not by legislation.
Oh, my goodness, FBI. Mike. Oh, my goodness, Mike. Stop and think about this a minute. What if we did away with, oh, my gosh, we would just absolutely fall apart. What if we did away with all the bureaucracy departments? What would happen? Wouldn't we just absolutely fall apart if the APE was, EPA wasn't here to regulate our backyard barbecues and tell us what to do and tell hotels how much time their guests could spend in the shower? I mean, what would we do if we didn't have all these rules and regulations? I mean,
I've gotten on for almost 65 years now without you know, any of their assistance. I've never seen any of them come to my aid, but I've seen them throwing things out that basically could be serious roadblocks.
Oh, you know, I'm being facetious.
Absolutely.
But it's like, you know, when they say, oh, my goodness, they're going to shut down the government, does that really put fear in anybody's heart? It doesn't put any fear in mine. I'm kind of thinking, yay, a holiday.
haven't they shut down the government once or twice in the last 10 years and nobody fell apart?
Well, somebody must have.
and
you know what? Those government workers didn't lose any money either because they got to collect when they went back.
Absolutely. It's the same thing here in the communist-held state of Illinois. Where the new governor, whose name is Rauner, has decided he's going to cut a bunch of state policies and funding to this, that, and the other thing. But they cut off benefits for people that are getting food stamps and things like that, I understand. But do you ever see him cutting back on the crooked politicians' pay? Never happens.
You never see
raises and raises.
You never see him do any serious cutting. Never.
No.
Never.
Ruling elite.
They'll threaten, and they always threaten the main things, you know, Medicare.
Yeah.
Social Security, which isn't theirs in the first place. We're the ones putting in that money. Well, let's face it, we're putting all the money in. But all these things that they decide need to be researched and studied and all these things, you know, like I said yesterday, $15,000 to the EPA may be a drop in the bucket, but to you and me, it's several months. And $15,000 again to the EPA to study the other stuff. I mean, that's $30,000 that doesn't need to be spent. And that's a drop in the bucket to them. But to you and me, it's a year, at least a year of getting along. We're going into a break. Mike, thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you. Tom, you hang on. I haven't forgot you yet. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday, and it is Friday, and it is the first day of spring, and we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And it is Free for All Friday. I had to swallow, excuse me. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We have Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Hi, so much to talk about, so little time.
Well, all right, but I've got other people to go to, so make it quick.
Okay. What you were just talking about, all the administrative bureaucracies.
Yeah.
I just come to realize that that's the third beast in Daniel chapter 7. It's like a leopard, but it had four heads and four wings. And you think about it, now instead of having the executive, judicial, and legislative, we have this fourth branch, administrative. And you can see, it moves, it propels the whole, each of these branches, now these four branches seem to have equal power to not only propel the direction of the country, but, also make, planning for the future.
Well, I think the key word there is control. They're out to control us. It has nothing and rob us. It has nothing to do with doing what's best for this nation any longer.
Well, the people were supposed to be that fourth branch where we, you know, just,
that's,
you know,
right.
the silent partner where we were by our vote, you know, we.
Well,
we,
actually, I'm going to argue with you just a little bit on that, Tom. I don't think we were the fourth branch. I think we were the main entity. We're the ones supposed to be running all the branches.
You're right. We had a covenant, and the Constitution was a covenant,
mm-hmm.
and the Constitution based as much as they could on the law of liberty. But better let somebody else get on, I guess.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Tom. You going to grill something this weekend? You going to cook something out on the barbecue?
I don't think so.
Well, at least go sniff your neighbors then, okay?
Okay,
thank you. We've got Bob from Michigan. Bob, how are you today?
I'm fine. Happy spring, Beth. And
oh,
I wanted
you.
To add. I wanted to add what the last caller said, that the three branches of government are just exactly what we see, but we are governed by the permission of the people of this land, and it's by our consent of the governed, and we don't have it. Let me add one other thing, though, is when you are contributing to the alleged Social Security, that's like the Affordable Care Act, there's no Social or Security with it, is that they're taking your money and it's being absorbed into this fourth illegitimate branch of government, the administrative procedures area, and they now consider that as bounty. I could quote all the statutes, but I won't. We don't have time. But it's a bounty, and they can do whatever they jolly well want to do. And of course, they do that to get votes and to entice you to have more of this. This all
should have been, you know, that's where we talk about those entitlements, you know. And I've got a little something about that if I can get to it later this morning. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're. We are the bull, and they've got us by the horns, I do believe, and we need to start bucking and fighting back.
Absolutely. And the thing is that we're assuming these people are good and moral people, you know, if they're going to do this, they aren't.
I was going to say, why are we shocked? Everybody's shocked that Hillary was lying. I said, I'd be shocked if she wasn't. I've never seen the woman open her mouth that she didn't lie.
Absolutely.
So, I appreciate the call. Thank you, Bob. We have Bud from South Dakota. Bud, how are you today?
Been a while. Long time no see.
It's hard to see me on the radio.
Well, I guess I'm on Facebook anyway. The reason I'm calling in is, as you recall, I was the guy from the reservation in South Dakota that was fighting the federal government over land last year.
All right.
Kind of a Bundy deal. And what a lot of people are calling in not realizing is if they want a good look at where this country's headed, they can look at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation up here in South Dakota. We are, for lack of a better term, a failed welfare state, and it was set up in such a way, essentially socialism at its worst. And anybody who thinks that where the country's headed is a good thing has but to look up here.
I'm going to show my ignorance just a little bit and make a comment. In history, the reservations for our Native friends and families, you know, we have those set up. Supposed to be sovereign. You're supposed to be sovereign there. Well, you've been anything but that, haven't you? Let me take it a little farther here, Bud, because I want everybody to get this big picture. We aren't called a reservation, but we don't own our land either. Because we have to pay a tax on it. We have to get a permit to do this. We have to get a license to do that. And if you think you own that property, I don't care where you are. You try not paying that federal government, that corporation, and you see how fast you get janked off of it.
That's correct. The sovereignty, that is a feel-good buzzword.
Oh, I like that word, but it's not real anymore, not in this nation.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, it's no different than... another word that people have been using for decades. You know what they call it? They call it a state. You know, the United States of America used to be individual states with their own rights and liberties. And anymore, we have a federal government that has overstepped that. And no better will you ever see that than a place like this reservation. You cannot spit into the wind without signing a piece of paper saying how you did it, where you did it. And then it's usually somebody else's fault that you did.
And I think you can tell us just how good those piece of papers and those treaties really are.
Well, I'll tell you how good it's worked for us. 90% unemployment, 75% drug and alcohol rate. We've had, in a community of about 15,000 people, we've had 16 suicides of young teenage boys and girls in about the last couple months. It's absolutely tragic.
You're breaking my heart.
It's overlooked.
You're really breaking my heart. You know, that's what we're seeing in this nation. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter where you are. This federal government, this corporation, is stealing your liberty and your freedom, and you are enslaved, and we have got to realize that.
Well, that's absolutely right. And what I want to know is, where in the hell is Eric Holder and our coward-in-chief that lives in the White House? why are they not here helping us? They think Ferguson, Missouri is bad. They need to come up here and see what exactly goes on in the exact same state to where they're trying to drive this country to. You know, they're the 6 foot.
They want us.
And I tell you what, I'm moving on to the diction when I'm done here.
You know, Bud, they don't want you and I to be friends. They want you and I to be enemies, and I refuse to do that. I will not be your enemy, and you know, because I consider you my brother, and I will not be your enemy, and I don't consider anybody my enemy except the state. Right now, I believe the corporation that's running this nation is our enemy. They consider us the enemy.
We have about three enemies, and they're sitting in Washington, D.C. right now, but everybody refuses to realize it because they got their blinders on.
Well, I think there's more than three of them.
Well, there's three that I can think of that are running the show off the top of my head. If there's more, by God, let me know.
All right. Well, I think it's Congress. I think it's all those D.C. occupiers. There's a few in there that are fighting, but the majority of them are against it.
Absolutely. The D.C. occupiers, they shouldn't exist anyways. I tell you, the federal government should exist of about four people. Everything else should be all states' rights.
I agree. All right, bud, I thank you. I'm glad. I hope you feel better now that you've ended. Are you going to barbecue this weekend?
I barbecue every day, Beth.
Awesome. All right, I appreciate the call, bud.
Have a good one.
You
Thanks
too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, let's go another step farther. It is Free for All Friday. We're about out of time for this segment. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You know what? This is the only talk show that'll let you have your say. And I'm going to tell you, by golly, we are family. I had somebody ask me yesterday if I had time to be on another talk show with them, and I said, sure, I'd do that. I couldn't do it yesterday, but I would be more than willing to do that. We kind of chatted a little bit about our listeners and our callers, and they like to get their callers all fired up and angry. Well, I guess that makes good radio and everything, but I like to get mine fired up and active. I want them to get active. I want you guys to be that republic that makes those 310,000 phone calls and letters and petitions. That's what I want. I want us to make a difference. Sometimes angry doesn't make a difference, but determined? Oh, yeah, that makes a difference. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. What about forcing, mandating everyone in this nation to vote? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with autopilot marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73 California, Missouri 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. As we were going into that break, I made mention, and I'm sure that you've heard this because it's all over the news, and I was sitting there thinking, you know, because when I was watching the president say this, the crowd seemed to be kind of quiet. And I'm wondering if even those that follow him weren't taken back by such a comment. Maybe we should just make it mandatory for voting. What does that say about a free and liberated nation? That we're going to force the people to vote. Well, we kind of know what happens after that. But they mention in this article that at least 26 countries have a compulsory voting. You have to vote. Less than 37% of eligible voters actually voted in 2014. I do think that's a shame. I do think that's a shame. But their idea of getting this done isn't because they care about the nation. I don't know. Are we really that far gone? That we're that blind? That we cannot see that forest in there with the trees? We've got Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, Carol, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
The mandatory voting makes sense if you consider what he's thinking about. He's about to make 40 million illegals legal.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, think about that for a moment. He makes 40 million people illegals, okay, and makes it mandatory to vote. They'll all vote Democrat. Okay? You catch the drift there?
I understand that. I do understand that. And, you know, I don't necessarily agree with everything. It says that they believe that the ones that aren't voting, and I believe this is partially true,
mm-hmm.
are the poor. I believe that might be partially true, but I know that there's a lot of middle class, there's a lot of working class, There's a lot of those that are wealthy that just don't think it makes a difference, and they're not interested in the politics. It turns their stomach, and they don't vote.
Oh, yeah, I can mention 20 people right now, because when the last election came, even in 2008, I, just about every, my vote don't count, it don't mean nothing, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, voting rights to me are complaining rights, okay? If you don't vote, don't complain, I don't want to hear it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know
because
what you
that,
mean.
That's one, you know, I mean, that's where I kind of put it, but, you know, you get people complaining, I wish, well, my girlfriend, I wish somebody would do something. I said, well, you need somebody. You're somebody. Come to me to a meeting. You know what I mean?
There's a poem about that, isn't there?
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, the handout flyers come to me with meetings, you know, 1 hour a week, just 1 hour. That's all people have to do. And the change would be incredible. And plus, quite frankly, I do believe in the old voting rule when it first started. If you're not a landowner or a business owner. Because, quite frankly, people on welfare are going to vote for the person who's going to give them more and more and more.
Oh, absolutely. Which is one reason they want to increase the entitlements.
Exactly, you know.
But it's not just about votings. It's not just about which party's running, because all these parties, both of them, the elite in them, there are a few in some of them on both sides. I imagine there are a few that like liberty, that appreciate independence.
Oh, yes, there are. That's why
but,
I call them Republicrats.
But the majority of these career politicians, they want the entitlements because that means they've got more people underneath them that are going to support them. And it's also about controlling the people. It's not just about the voting. It's about controlling the people. They have absolutely wrecked this nation's productivity and the industries in this nation. We should be a very wealthy nation, and look at us. We are dead broke.
We used to be the number one producer in the entire nation. I remember back in the 60s when the textile industry started going under.
Well, it's all about the greed. And we need to come to realization of that as the people, and we need to realize that we can make that difference. I'm going to let you go. I've got some other callers. I'm running out of time, Mike. I've got Kay from Nebraska. Kay, how are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I was going to say, it has gotten so that man desires judgment more than they do freedom.
Wow.
And when judgment totally takes over, the freebies will go.
Wow.
That's the truth.
It is the truth.
Yeah, listen to them. I listen to them all the time. They're busy passing judgment on somebody else all the time.
And lawsuits.
They're constantly suing one another. Yeah.
Yep.
You bet.
Yep.
One right after another.
Yep, they had another one going the other day.
We're going to have to step up to the plate because they've passed judgment on us across the land. So if we don't step up to the plate, why? We will fall.
There's
no doubt about it.
I appreciate you so much, Kay. You know, you just have such words of wisdom. And these folks in D.C., they've just kind of missed the boat, haven't they?
Oh, they've missed it big time. They've missed it big time.
And, you know, when
they're so busy with their greed, power, and pleasure, they don't even realize what's going on.
I think you're right.
I don't think they realize what is going on.
Well, I'm not sure.
It's time to ring the phones. It's time to sign grievances. It's time to get on the ball before everything is gone.
I know it. And we're getting close to that point. And I think that's why people are waking up. You know, they just don't want to do anything. It's the human nature in us. We don't want to do anything till it affects us personally. And by golly, it's getting personal with people.
Oh, it's getting real personal. But, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult to think, what am I going to do? What can I do? How can I change this? What can I do?
Especially when you're striving, you know, doing everything you can just to survive.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. But, like I said, and the problem is half the time people don't even hear about the things that are coming down on them. They're not hearing about them either. They're so busy working.
I know.
It's terrible.
I know.
It's sad. But those of us that do, we need to do double duty, and that's all I have to say, Beth.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kay. I appreciate it
so much. Bye-bye.
I have the best listeners. I really do. I don't necessarily agree with everybody 100% on things, but I'll tell you what, that's what makes us America. We don't have to agree on every little thing. But that's also what's killing us that are truly constitutional conservatives, because we want to focus on what we don't agree on instead of focusing on what we do agree on. And what we have to agree on is liberty for this nation. We have to agree on independence. We have to start agreeing on bringing that word sovereignty back to being something sacred instead of something that means nothing but a feel-good, warm, fuzzy. We need to start caring about what's happening to our brothers and our sisters, our neighbors, our communities. It's time to realize that we are all family, American family. Love one another. Come together and bring America home.
Limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you this State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we, the Republic, are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here.
Hot off the presses each month, The Pen is the official monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 12 monthly issues. You heard correctly. 1 year of news for only $24.95. Common sense is what we speak, and that's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy it each month. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it's necessary to keep informed, and that's what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do. We want to serve our listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.